My name is Nicole Kidman, and I've wanted to do a rom-com for so long, and along came A Family Affair. It's a great romantic comedy, and it's laugh out loud. If you feel like, I just need to curl up and watch something that feels very comforting, it's the Netflix experience. There's laughter and there's joy. That's A Family Affair.
A Family Affair, starring Nicole Kidman, Zac Efron, and Joey King. Directed by Richard LeGravenais. Rated PG-13. Sexual content, partial nudity, and some strong language. Now playing only on Netflix.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What it do, boom.
Have you been looking for a new addition to your fitness routine lately?
Yes, and I have found one.
Really? Did you know that at-home boxing is one of the safest and most effective forms of exercise? Allow me to introduce you to Fight Camp. It's an interactive at-home boxing. Fight Camp brings the best workout in the world into your home and makes it fun. Explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience teach you proper boxing form and technique. Fight Camp also has live punch counting stats that motivate you to push harder and help you map out your progress. Knockout achievements or go head-to-head against other members from across the country across the living room. Joe, have you done this product before?
Yeah, I actually started it last week, man.
Bro, what's it like?
It's really, you know, you don't have to leave the house or go to the gym, so there's no excuse not to exercise. It's right in front of you. The lessons are extensive. They're detailed, and that's good if you don't have any boxing training at all, which I don't. And the bag, it's not that cumbersome. You can stand it up wherever you want. You can put it to the side when you're not using it. And, I mean, between that, using the lessons and competing against whoever you want, friends, family, or just strangers around the world, it gives it an interactive part to it. It makes it a lot of fun, man. But I've really been enjoying it.
Yeah, one of the best things about Fight Camp is it makes boxing accessible to everyone. No matter what fitness level you're at, what your age is, what your experience with boxing is, you can do it. I know a lot of people out there, you know, probably haven't been to fight in their life, and Fight Camp can teach you, like, if you get bullied or get picked on, you know, you know at least you know how to punch somebody in the face, and you're going to have a great time. So how do you think you would rank on the Fight Camp leaderboard, Joe? Would you be in first place, you think?
Oh, I'm working my way up to the top 10 worldwide. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, good grief. So join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home. Fight Camp packages start just $99. Even off some great financing options, you can start as low as $9 a month. It's so cheap. To get everything you need, go to fightcamp.com/Conan to learn more. That's FIGHTCAMP.com/KONNAN.
I've been in really bad condition because I haven't been training. And I used to train. I've been training since I was a little kid. And everything that we sell on this show, we use ourselves. And the fight camp has been incredible because, as Joe mentioned, because Joe's the one that told me about it. As Joe mentioned, you know, you don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to change. You don't have to park anywhere. You don't have to pay gym memberships. And plus, like, I used to box in the service. And so I have a punching bag in my garage. And when you hit it, it swings back and forth. And, you know, somebody's got to hold it for you to really, you know, punch it. And this, nobody has to hold it. It doesn't swing back and forth. You don't got to hook it from the top of the roof. It just stands on the floor. And you can go out there and they have little video sessions. So if you only got 15 minutes, you can do a 15-minute workout. And it works every single, you know, muscle in your body. I highly recommend it.
Go to fightcamp.com/Konnan to learn more. That's FIGHTCAMP.com/KONNAN.
Hey guys, this is a special audio edition of the Wrestling Informer. I've chosen to do it this way because I wanted this out as soon as possible, specifically before AEW tonight, because I do think there is a very, very good chance you will see Sasha Banks debuting on that show. Now, this isn't a spoiler. This is a prediction, but it's a prediction based upon a lot of information that I have received in the last couple of months. And of course, I was at the forefront of the Sasha Banks situation when she walked out, and the story that I reported then has ended up to be exactly correct. So let's read what I wrote on my Patreon page. I'm going to use that as my guideline, and I'm going to elaborate on things as we move forward. So let's start. The Sasha Banks situation is a messy one and very few fully understand it, except us over on the date sheets. This is the most detailed and accurate update you will get. Do not bother with Sean Ross crap and Meltzer of fraud. Here are the facts and all of the relevant opinions that you need to know. So first of all, let's look at her WWE contract. When Sasha Banks went up to the main roster with Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch in 2015, each of them went up with three-year deals for $250,000 per year. So despite the fact that Charlotte was probably regarded as the bigger star, initially they were all handed contracts for $250,000 per year. Gradually, beginning with Charlotte, of course, all three penned new five-year deals with the company, with Sasha penning hers a week before main eventing Hell in a Cell in 2016, which, of course, she main evented with Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair got her five-year deal before the other two girls because, of course, she was the champion and was seen as the main star, but Sasha did follow shortly after, just before Hell in a Cell 2016. Becky, out of interest, didn't get a five-year deal till very late in her contract, but we'll talk more about that later. In 2019, after WrestleMania 35, Sasha requested a break after being booked to lose the tag titles. Her request was granted. When asked to return, Sasha refused to return to the WWE, and she was until she was given a seven-figure downside to match Charlotte Flair. Now, the WWE did not give Sasha a new five-year deal, which was customary at the time, but instead, both parties agreed to an increased salary and a new three-year deal, and 3 years was close to what she had left on her existing contract anyway, if you count time she had off. The deal was set to expire in September 2022. However, Banks had taken significant time off and would still owe the WWE several dates that will take her into 2023. So that was the situation. We'll talk more about it later. The next part of my column, I have labeled jealousy or self-worth. Now, this largely focuses on a situation that I only became familiar with over the last few months about Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. So Sasha Banks requesting more money in 2019 was in line with Banks always feeling that she was equal to Charlotte Flair and above Becky Lynch. Banks was particularly annoyed by Lynch's push and involvement in the WrestleMania 35 main event, and didn't hide this when discussing and negotiating her new deal. Well, not only was Lynch in the main event was built around her, and she's the one who left with the titles, Becky Two Belts. Once Banks got her new deal, she was immediately placed in a program with Becky Lynch and asked to put Becky Lynch over in every single match. So take from that what you want. Sometimes WWE can do things like this. There is obviously an internal pettiness within the company. And despite the fact Sasha got her deal, she was immediately doing jobs for Becky Lynch for the title. As I said, you can read between the lines there. You can take it as some sort of lesson to Sasha Banks, or it's just a case of Becky was the hot act at the moment and there was no intention of taking the belt off her, but a Sasha Banks-Becky program was the hot program to do at the time. That's open to interpretation. Interestingly, Lynch had only penned her five-year deal with the company in 2018. So I said the 2015 deal was for 3 years. They waited all the way till 2018 to give Becky a five-year deal, but this deal was for almost exactly the same money as her initial deal in 2015. So I think Becky only ended up getting 50 to 75 grand extra. I don't know exactly, but I know it was a minimal increase, probably because of the way they'd used her. That indicates that the WWE clearly didn't view her as someone who could potentially be a future star. However, after main eventing WrestleMania 35, Lynch was after more than extra royalties and bonuses and subsequently postponed contract extension talks so that she could sign with both WME, William Morris Endeavor, and Seven Bucks Promotions, which is owned by The Rock, and have them take over her contract talks. The first ever SmackDown on Fox in September 2019 saw Becky Lynch arrive alongside The Rock and his ex-wife and business partner, Danny Garcia, who was handling several areas of Becky Lynch's negotiations. Now, for Sasha, knowing that Lynch was going for $1 million, was no longer going for $1 million per annum any longer, and was actually targeting way, way bigger options, she was targeting a multi-million dollar deal with first-class travel and a tour bus, and this was seemingly the final straw for Sasha Banks, who was working for $575,000 per annum at this time. So this is the deal that she signed in 2016, and she did not want to return to work in 2019 for $575,000.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Conan, I have a question for you.
What to do, boom.
Have you been taking your Athletic Greens?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, well, that Athletic Greens is a fantastic product. Athletes use this. Basically, what Athletic Greens is, it's all of your nutrients all in one nutritional drink. I started taking Athletic Greens because I take, like, you know, when you take vitamins, I have, like 9 bottles of vitamins that I take. And it's just a complete pain in the ass. Like, go, you know, having to open them and pour them every day and everything. But with Athletic Greens, it's just a powder. You put it in, you can shake it. You can mix it with protein drinks. You can mix it with juice. You can mix it with water. You can take it before your workouts. You can take it in the morning. You can take it after your workouts. It's comprehensive health and the power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. So I take mine usually after I work out. And athletes are just all in on this. You know, they have one thing in common with athletes. They take care of their bodies. And a huge part of that starts with, you know, whole body health. And they take AG1. And that's why I'm a huge fan of that. It has 75 high-quality ingredients that gives you daily nutrients and long-term gut health support. That's the best thing about this is that it helps your digestive process. If you're having bad digestion or, you know, you're going to the bathroom, it doesn't look good, you know, Athletic Greens, you know, puts us in the right direction.
Or if you're feeling backed up and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, and all of this for just less than $3 a day. How great is that? It's an effective daily habit with the highest quality source ingredients. It's a win-win. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need for your supplement routine, then Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan, K-O-N-N-A-N. That's Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/Conan. Check it out.
Yo, so check it out. It helps hydrate the body. It's packed with vitamins and minerals. It boosts your immune system. It has so many benefits. As you know, we're big on wellness here. And bro, like, your body needs like 11 elements, but only 6 of them, like, are the most important one, which is like oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus. And this is packed with everything that you need. You don't have to go and cut, you know, fruits or vegetables or anything like that. All these minerals and vitamins and everything that you need to maintain good health in one drink. It don't get better than that. I drink this every day. Disco was drinking it before I was. You know, he swears by it. So, you know, stay in shape and stay healthy. Get your Athletic Greens. Boom.
The next part of my article I've labeled as backstage nuisance. Now, it's been said by numerous sources that the push of Becky Lynch actually changed Sasha Banks as a person, particularly backstage. Now, this has been observed by many, many people. It's said that she suddenly became very obsessed with race and race-related issues. After a 2019 return, it's been said that Banks would heavily align herself with the non-white members of the roster. Sasha felt strongly that the WWE only pushed white wrestlers through the glass ceiling, believing strongly that was the main reason that Lynch and Charlotte were above her in the pecking order. Banks was also very vocal about Big E losing the WWE title at the Day One pay-per-view, which he lost to Brock Lesnar, and even criticised white people food during a media interview which took place here in the UK. That was a very controversial thing that was shared around social media for 2 days. Banks has often been referred to as both annoying and difficult, and her attitude towards fans has been condemned by many superstars, fans, and other reliable sources. Now, to her credit, despite being heavily critical about Lynch getting pregnant 4 months after signing her multi-million dollar deal, Lynch signed this deal in January 2020, by the way, before the pandemic, and got pregnant a couple of months into the pandemic in May, I believe. So that was just 4 months after signing her deal. But this meant that Banks became inspired by Lynch's departure and was determined to step up to the plate through the 2020 pandemic. This was said to be the best work and best period of her career, and subsequently earning herself the SmackDown title and the main event of Night 1 at WrestleMania 37 against Bianca Belair, an idea that Sasha herself had pitched months earlier, wanting to do the honours for her friend on the biggest stage possible. When I was talking about months earlier, I broke this story over on Vince Russo's show back in September. So in September 2020, I broke this story, and it was one of the main event matches at WrestleMania in April 2021, but it was pitched by Sasha and Bianca very early on, or Sasha on behalf of Bianca, and it was taken on by WWE. And when I say the best work of her career, or the best period of her career, that also means that she was much easier to deal with backstage, and she was more hardworking, her timekeeping was better, and WWE were generally pleased with Sasha Banks during the pandemic. We now move on to the WWE release. As exclusively reported by the Dirty Sheets, the terms of Sasha's release were agreed months ago, with Sasha not able to do anything wrestling related outside of the WWE until January the 1st. In order for Sasha to be free on January the 1st, she had to relinquish significant WWE royalties owed to her. For those still confused about why she wasn't free from September the 1st, let me reiterate. Banks owed the WWE significant time on the back end of her contract for time off. So as we said, let's go back. She signed a contract after Hell in a Cell. This was supposed to be a 5-year deal, which was scheduled to run out in October 2021. However, because Sasha Banks refused to come back to work in 2019, she signed a new 3-year deal in September 2019 that would have run out in September 2022. But due to time off, Sasha Banks owed WWE a significant amount of time on the back end of her contract, thus taking it into 2023. And thus why she couldn't be released sooner after she walked out. So she owed WWE dates and time. And therefore, in order to cover that, she relinquished her royalties and agreed not to work for any other wrestling company until 2023. Now, the one thing that is worth adding here is the fact that the WWE have made significant attempts to get Sasha Banks back, even including offering her a huge Boston return at the Survivor Series. Sasha did not bite on any of Triple H's offers. This is because she felt like she was more worth more than Triple H's offers. However, Triple H was not willing to offer her the deal that she felt she was entitled to, which I'm told was in excess of $1.5 million per year, limited dates, a tour bus, and first-class travel. So despite the fact that he was desperate to get her back, he did not want to pay her what she was asking for. He was willing to pay her what was in line with Charlotte Flair, which is what she initially wanted in the first place, but nowhere near what the WWE are paying Becky Lynch. And for me, this is because Becky Lynch draws a number. This is because Becky Lynch moves a needle. This is because Becky Lynch, since 2019, has not moved from being one of the top 5 merchandise sellers in the country, other than when she took her absence to have a baby. And even then, there was a t-shirt about her being a mum that was available to buy that sold very well. So this is why Sasha Banks is not worth anywhere near what Becky Lynch is worth, despite what the marks on Twitter tell you. We close this article off by saying AEW on Wednesday, and this is somewhat of a conclusion as well. Sasha's refusal to go back to the WWE leads me to believe that someone has decided to match what she thinks she is worth. Now, I say what I say again at the start. This isn't a spoiler for Wednesday, but contrary to what Dave Meltzer says, which is Sasha's definitely not coming into AEW, My source does expect Sasha Banks to be on AEW on Wednesday and even believe that she has signed a short-term deal with the company, perhaps just a one-year deal that could be described as short-term. I don't think it would be shorter than that because it's difficult to commit to any storylines if she's not going to be there for the whole year. The storyline pitches for Sasha from the WWE were said to be strong, with the money, whilst not in the same ballpark as Becky Lynch or Ronda Rousey, was bang in line with what Charlotte Flair is making. But Sasha Banks didn't bite. Sasha Banks is said to live an expensive lifestyle. The question is, who is going to be footing those costs moving forward? So that was the full article from my Patreon, thedirtysheets.com. Sign up for more. It's just $5 a month. And trust me, it is far more accurate than Fightful. And it is far more accurate than Dave Meltzer. And it has been the most accurate source of wrestling news for the past 8 years. Otherwise, I wouldn't even be on Keeping It 100. And I wouldn't have been working for Vince Russo before that. And I wouldn't have been at Sports Keda and Wrestling Inc. and all the places that take me on. Because I'm not woke. I don't always say the right thing. I'm not politically correct. I am a risk for companies. But yet, I always end up finding somewhere to work. And this is because everything I say does come to fruition. I'm the number one source for wrestling news. So that's it for this bonus edition of the Wrestling Informer. As I said, make sure you check out thedirtysheets.com.
My name is Nicole Kidman, and I've wanted to do a rom-com for so long, and along came A Family Affair. It's a great romantic comedy, and it's laugh out loud. If you feel like, I just need to curl up and watch something that feels very comforting, it's the Netflix experience. There's laughter and there's joy. That's A Family Affair.
A Family Affair, starring Nicole Kidman, Zac Efron, and Joey King. Directed by Richard LeGravenaise. Rated PG-13. Sexual content, partial nudity, and some strong language. Now playing only on Netflix.
Life needs more Cedar Point, and that's what you'll get with the 2024 Summer Pass. Get unlimited visits through Labor Day plus free parking. Enjoy spectacular rides, unforgettable live shows, and drive the sky on Top Thrill 2, the world's only triple-launch vertical speedway. It's all yours for just three payments of $25 after initial payment. Online only, plus applicable taxes and fees. But hurry, because this price goes up July 8th. Get your summer pass today, only at cedarpoint.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.